From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Another U.S. city is mourning the killing of a police officer Friday. San Diego Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman says a second officer was seriously wounded during the traffic stop early Friday morning.
Almost immediately, very shortly after they put out that they were making a stop, they called for emergency cover. Other officers were in the area. They arrived shortly on scene and found both of our officers suffering from gunshot wounds. One of the officers was placed in a vehicle of another officer that arrived on scene and taken to the hospital. Again, heartbroken to report that they were unable to save his life, and he is deceased.
The police chief said the injured officer underwent surgery and is expected to survive. She added that a suspect is being treated for a gunshot wound at the hospital. An investigation to what started the shooting is ongoing. Police across the U.S. have been on alert following the killings of several officers in the cities of Dallas and Baton Rouge in recent weeks. South Korean media is reporting that an 18-year-old North Korean man who went to Hong Kong to compete in the International Mathematics Olympiad has taken refuge in the South Korean consulate there. As a precautionary measure, the South Korean Consul General asked Hong Kong authorities for enhanced security. China and South Korea have refused to comment on the situation. Beijing, in the past, has come under fire from human rights groups for sending alleged North Korean defectors back to their homeland, where they are widely believed to face severe penalties. This is VOA News. The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said that the clock is ticking for the Aleppo population after suggesting improvements to a proposal by Russia and the Syrian government to set up humanitarian corridors around the northern Syrian city.
Our suggestion, Ed, is to Russia to actually leave the corridors being established at their initiative to us. The UN and the humanitarian partners, as you know what to do. They have an experience. That's our job. Bringing humanitarian supplies and assistance to civilians, wherever they decide to be voluntarily, is exactly why the UN is there for.
Aleppo is nearly surrounded by Syrian forces. Food is quickly running out for the 300,000 people trapped in the city. Syrian opposition groups say the Russian proposal is actually a plan to force Aleppo's population to flee, likening it to a war crime. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and running mate Tim Kaine held a rally in Philadelphia Friday, a day after she accepted her party's nomination to the presidential race at the convention there. Following the rally, Clinton and Kaine are launching a bus tour through Pennsylvania and Ohio, two states that could be pivotal in the race for the White House. Clinton is the first woman ever nominated for president by a major U.S. political party. Health officials in the southern U.S. state of Florida are investigating four cases of the Zika virus seemingly not linked to travel. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
One of these four cases involves a woman, and the other three cases involve men. They're all active Zika cases and have not exhibited symptoms to be admitted to the hospital. Again, all these cases are located in South Florida. Here in Orange County and Central Florida, there are no active investigations into local transmissions.
Until now, about 1,650 cases of Zika reported in the U.S. had been linked to travel to countries in Latin America and the Caribbean that are facing outbreaks. Though the virus is relatively mild in most cases, many pregnant women who are infected with Zika give birth to babies with a congenital defect called microcephaly, which causes an abnormally small head. More than 1,600 such cases have been reported in Brazil, where the outbreak began last year. The top U.S. commander says five American Special Operations troops in Afghanistan have been wounded in combat with Islamic State fighters. Troops were hit by small arms fire or shrapnel during an operation in Nangarhar, where Afghan forces have been working to push back the ISIS fighters. Until recently, U.S. forces have mainly provided ground support to Afghan troops. The United States vowed that the troops will continue opposing Islamic State in Afghanistan until the militants are defeated. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.